Okay, I'm here with FC United head coach Luke Pormoor and opening scorer Cara Fields, super midfielder. Thought you were probably the best on the pitch as well for us today. You seem to play it well through the middle, not letting the surface get in the way of your skills. How did you see it?
I thought it was good. I think the key is just like keeping the ball on the floor and making sure that when it's on we play it and we're not forcing it through the middle, and I think we did that well, especially in the first half, to kind of try and break them down. And it was just about patience, and once the goal went in we knew we could get more.
Yeah, I think that was what it was really, weren't it? We seemed to have a lot of possession and a lot of shots, and they didn't seem to have much really to threaten us too much. But when they go 1-0 in front, Luke, you've got to start wondering it sometimes, is it going to be our day?
Yeah, I mean, we always say about positivity and stuff before the game and during the game, and it's about just believing in ourselves. We know how good we are, you know, we've shown on the first half. You know, anyone watching that game in the first half would have been absolutely baffled if they came at half time and said it was 1-0 to the team. But yeah, we believed in our ability, and you know, once we got the first goal, we then, you know, obviously we probably could have scored double figures at one point, but it just wasn't to be in front of the net. But we kept persisting, and you know, that sort of extra bit of persistence gets you over the line in the end, and you know, come away 3-1 winners, so buzzing.
Yeah, I suppose we've got to probably start getting used to these sort of surfaces, as there won't be many more home games for us to play for the rest of the season. So these are the sort of games that we'll probably end up more in than the silky smooth flowing football that we can play.
Yeah, so all good dress rehearsals for us, like sort of said to me at the end of the game. I said there'll be more, you know, there'll be more challenges and more scenarios like this that we're going to come up against this year. But I'm just really proud of them. You know, I'm proud of them all. We didn't stop playing our game. We tried to play the way we always play, and we still moved the ball really, really well, even though the pitch was, you know, the way it was. I'm sure you'd agree from the sides. But yeah, I'm just really, really pleased that we managed to get there.
Yeah, surprised you didn't get you pretty much on for a hat trick there, Cara. That one in the one where you just sort of like just nudged it in the first half, about 20 minutes in, and it just went to the side, and everything we did today just seemed to be doing a little bit of that. Thought we were unfortunate, really. You
know,
like you say, it could have been quite a lot more than just battling against their defence, the conditions and the referee between them. Yeah. I think we did well to come out with a 3-1.
We did, and I think, like I say, the pitch, the referee, the conditions, I think it definitely made it a lot more competitive for them in terms of bringing them up to our level. But like I say, I think on another day, you know, it could have been a different story. But you know, at the end, they were just pleased we've got a 3-1 win and into the cup next round, which is the quarters now, I think. And you know, it's the cup that we won last year, so we're going to do our best to try and keep it.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's hope we can carry on with this defence and get some more goals, eh, Cara? Yeah,
definitely, 100%.
Super. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Neil.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate.